the Superhero Marathon Spectacular.
Hello and welcome to the 11th day of the Superhero Marathon here on the Journey Into podcast. We are down to the last three episodes of the Fantastic Four radio program, which I'm so glad that I found. It's fun to present this to you. It's a great way to talk about comic books and one of my favorite superhero teams, the Fantastic Four, in a podcast form, especially since these are adapted from actual issues of the Fantastic Four comic book. This particular episode adapts issue 19 of the Fantastic Four, and it's the first appearance of a very complicated villain in the Marvel Universe. This is his first appearance, and we'll talk more about this character after we listen to the episode, but I don't even know if I can make much sense of it. But let me go ahead and play it for you. I have the old trusty Wamperdime temporal radio tuner ready to go. So please, come with me, and let's journey into ancient Egypt.
Was a young man, he never thought he'd see King people Tut. Stand in line to see the boy king.
King Tut.
How'd you get so funky?
Funky Tut.
Did you do the monkey?
I'm the man who can give you the one thing you want.
What's that?
Time.
Attention, all true believers. Marvel Comics is on the air. From the annals of the world's greatest comic magazine come the adventures of the Fantastic Four. This week, our fearless foursome will travel back in time and find themselves at the mercy of Rama Tut, the Pharaoh from the future. Sound mysterious? Well, Stan will be by to unravel this marvelous tale in just half a moment.
Weaponless and defenseless, the Fantastic Four are trapped in the long-dead, mysterious past, with only their own unique powers to help them face the most totally unexpected menace of their career. But let us start at the beginning, and let them lead us into this mind-staggering adventure.
Ben's never failed to respond to our signal before. I wonder where he can be.
He must be at Alicia's.
No, I've been trying to reach there by phone.
Wouldn't it be something if they've eloped?
Maybe they're out walking. I'll fly over the neighborhood. Flame on! I was right. There they are now. Hiya, Alicia. Hey, Romeo, I don't want to break up your little balcony scene, but Reed wants you to report back to headquarters on the double and bring Alicia with you.
On my day off? Look, Squirt, you tell that bag of bones not to hold his breath.
No, Ben, we must go. It might be important.
And so, a few minutes later...
All the tests check out perfectly, Reed. Now, if only Ben and Alicia would get here.
Here they are now, Sue. Come in, you two.
Hey, listen, Bub, you're getting to be some kind of Napoleon, telling Alicia to report here with me.
Oh, Ben, it's all right. I always enjoy visiting here.
Let me explain, old friend. This happens to concern Alicia.
Uh-oh. When you use that old friend routine, it means look out.
It all started yesterday when Sue and I went to the Museum of Natural History to check some elusive facts. I've been doing some research on Egyptology, and there are a few years of ancient Egyptian history which are completely unaccounted for, almost as if they didn't exist. Anyway, among the hieroglyphics on display was a series which showed a blind pharaoh, then a vial of radioactive herbs, and then the same pharaoh with sight. It can only mean that during those missing years, a cure was found for blindness.
If you're saying what I think you're saying...
I hate to build up false hopes, Ben, and yet...
That's ridiculous. How could there have been any radioactive herbs when they didn't even know about atomic energy? And how can we get back to the past? You know, there's no subway.
I can't answer the first question, Ben, but do you remember our first encounter with Dr. Doom when Doom's castle was badly damaged by fire? There's a chance that the space-time machine he used to send us into the past for Blackbeard's treasure is still operational.
Well, what are we standing around jawing for?
Yeah, let's go.
We've just been waiting for you, Ben.
A short time later, the Fantastic Car touches down outside Dr. Doom's now deserted castle. Once inside, they proceed with haste to the master control room.
Hey, there's that plate we stood on when we took our little trip. Looks good as new.
Lucky for us that Dr. Doom made so many things fireproof.
The control panel seems to be intact, too.
Alicia, you'll have to stay here to get us there and back. Think you can handle it?
I'll try to learn it by touch. But if there's any danger to any of you, I just couldn't bear it if any...
Forget it, kid.
Okay, Alicia, I'll show you the procedure.
And then, after hours of practice...
Everybody ready?
I'm set.
Now remember, Alicia, work those buttons just as we showed you.
If all goes well, we'll return in 24 hours.
Farewell, you brave, unselfish adventurers. Good luck.
As Alicia works the time machine, the Fantastic Four disappear from sight on their way to a multitude of unsuspected adventures. Seconds later, or is it weeks? There's no way to know with a mystery of time travel, but seemingly within the wink of an eye, the colorful quartet find themselves in the land of the ancient pharaohs.
We did it!
We're here!
Now all we gotta do is find that radioactive herb and bring it back with us.
I only wish it were that easy, Ben. I have an uneasy feeling about those years for which history has no record.
Look! On that sand dune ahead! Warriors!
With spears!
You think they can scare off the Fantastic Four with a few oversized toothpicks?
Is your head gruesome? They never heard of us.
What are we going to do?
I'll take some of the fight out of those gents. Flame on! There's only one thing a bunch of spears can do in a flaming screen, and that's melt.
Finding themselves spearless, the onrushing horde tries a mass attack, but on the wrong target.
Going somewhere, playmates? Well, this ought to slow you down.
While Ben ties up the dazed warriors in bonds made of their own armor, another danger enters from the other side.
Here come more of them.
I'll take care of these newcomers in my own way. Can't get very far when someone's holding onto your chariot.
The battle is raging on all fronts, and the Fantastic Four are taking it all, but their victory is short-lived. For the next second...
Flaming fireballs... Some sort of air vacuum is chilling my flame.
Don't want to fight, huh? Okay, let's chew on this for a while. I'm losing my strength.
And as Ben collapses under the weight of the tree, Reed looks over from his own battles and...
Something's happened to the torch. And Ben, they both lost their powers. Now it's happening to me, too. I'm losing my resilience. I can't stretch anymore.
And as he falls to the ground, he senses the presence of the invisible girl.
Sue, stay invisible. Something terribly wrong here.
Oh, really? It is going to all be beaten by some unseen force. Oh, no, it's happening to me. I can feel it. I can't help myself. Oh, I feel so weak. We can't defend ourselves. It's impossible.
But the famous foursome have still more staggering adventures in store, for when they regain consciousness, they find themselves in an ancient throne room. Opulence surrounds them.
Where are we?
Well, what happened to us?
We're prisoners. That's the pharaoh.
On your feet, captives. You are in the presence of Ramatut, King of Kings, Master of Men, Lord of the Seven Suns, and now... Captor of the Fantastic Four.
You know us.
You know us?
I thought that remark would startle you.
Hey, what's going on here?
Did we land in the wrong year?
Can this be the future?
No, it is the past.
Your mind is as sharp as the ancient legends claim. This is the past. But I am not of this age. No ancient pharaoh could have the power to subdue the Fantastic Four.
Then...
This is the weapon which sapped your powers, which made you my captives. This ultra-diode ray was invented in the year 3000, 1,000 years further ahead in the future than your own century.
Then you, too, are a time traveler.
I come from a glorious age of enlightenment. the century of peace and progress, and I hated it, for I am a man of action, an adventurer. But there were no adventures, just unbearable bliss. The closest I could get to an adventure was watching it on 3D stereovision. I learned of your existence through an ancient audio tape. Oh, how I envied your dramatic careers. Then, one day, while visiting the ruins of an ancestor of mine, I came upon what was left of his greatest invention, a time machine. I devoted years to building my own time machine from his plans. Then, at last, I was ready. With my headquarters in Egypt and my vast scientific knowledge, I could become the absolute ruler of all mankind. And so I traveled back into the dim past in my time machine, which I shaped into an awesome idol to play upon the superstition of my soon-to-be slaves.
Oh, wonders, wonders.
What miracle is upon us?
But due to a careless miscalculation, the machine was damaged on landing. I found myself trapped in this primitive century and sightless. But by firing my ultra-diode ray at the dazzled natives, I made them obtain for me a rare herb, which, when subjected to the radiation from my damaged machine, had the power to restore my eyesight. I have ruled here ever since.
If I can just seize that gun.
Now I'll show you the power of my mightiest weapon. By bathing you with its rays, it can sap your will and make you my slaves. I need only repeat the treatment to free you, but that shall never be. Take them away. But you, Susan Storm, shall remain at my side and become my queen.
I feel so strange, so powerless, no will of my own.
And so we see a turn of events you would never have dreamed possible. The complete subjugation of the Fantastic Four. The frequently feisty Thing is now one of many galley slaves chained to their oars.
Master, you dogs!
I can do nothing but obey. It's like I'm sleeping with my eyes open.
And the formerly invincible Mr. Fantastic has been put to work as a super observer for the legions of Ramatut.
All clear to the north. The enemy has fled.
I cannot help myself. Must do as they command.
And as for the once proud Human Torch, he is now court jester, furnishing amusement for the gloating pharaoh from the future.
I have so humbled Earth's greatest heroes. No none will ever defy men.
And as the clock slowly draws near the fateful hour when the waiting Alicia will attempt to bring the Fantastic Four back to the present, the finishing touches are applied to Sue Storm's bridal costume.
The effects of Ramatut's ray gun will never wear off. Our only hope is to have it fired at us again. But how? Every fiber of my being wants to flee this terrible fate, but I cannot.
How strange for one about to become a queen to look so sad.
But inscrutable fate works in mysterious ways and can change the plans of anyone, even Ramatut. Under the heat of the Egyptian sun, the body chemistry of the imprisoned Thing undergoes a change. As the rays get hotter and hotter, one of the most awesome physical changes ever recorded again takes place, until the normal Ben Grimm appears. A Ben Grimm slim enough to slip through the shackles. A Ben Grimm whose mind and will are not affected by the ray.
I don't know how it happened, but I've got a chance to save the others if I can just reach shore.
Within the palace gates, the woebegone Sue Storm sits beside Ramatut.
Do not fret, my lovely. At my side, you shall become history's most envied queen.
Here I am being forced to entertain Ramatut, and all I want to do is attack and destroy him.
Now, my bride-to-be, sip your nectar and toast our love, for soon you shall be queen of all the Nile.
Guess again, lover boy. I got that gun of yours, and things are going to start popping around here.
Another 20th century intruder? But how? How? Oh,
but away from the burning rays of the primitive sun, Ben Grimm begins to revert to his other form, and as he feels himself coming under the will-sapping influence of the Pharaoh's spell...
I can't let my escape this minute, babe. Gotta save Sue. Just one glass.
The ray struck the girl. She's normal again.
You saved me, Ben.
and I won't fail the Fantastic Four.
Give me that gun, woman. It won't help you. I'll seize it before you can learn to operate it.
I've got to stall the time, even if for a few seconds.
You are an elusive queen to be, but that will be to no avail. I can still see your garments.
Oh, he's closed. Only one chance left. I'll fire at Janet.
Yippee, I'm me again. Stand back, Sess. I'll warm this party up.
No, stay back. Stop. I command you.
Mister, your commanding days are over. This'll hold you till I zap the thing and Mr. Fantastic out of your spell.
No! Spare me! I beg of you!
He doesn't even suspect the wall behind me is also the door to my hidden chamber. Now, while he wastes his time reviving his friends, I shall go directly to my time machine. Once inside, mine will be the upper hand!
Meanwhile, a revived Sue Storm fires the ray, point blank at the thing, and then...
That did it, sis!
Oh, my aching head.
Now we must find Reed.
Once they've escaped from the palace, the Human Torch does exactly that.
Ah, there he is. They got our boss acting as a shield for them while they attack another army. Well, they'll just have to get themselves another boy.
And in a few minutes, the Torch fills his partner in and they take off to join the others.
You're yourself again.
Now that we're our normal selves again, we've got to find Rama Tut.
Just what I'm aiming to do, Stringbean.
I saw him go through that trap door. It must lead to the Sphinx.
And the four take off after Rama Tut through the underground tunnel.
Faster.
Easy, Ben. We're almost there.
That opening ahead should take us to him.
Hold it. It may be booby-trapped.
Bah!
There's only one way to find out. I'll toss Rama Tut's gun through the opening and... Oh, look at that.
It's been atomized.
It was booby-trapped.
Well, there's more than one way to get where we're going. Flame on!
Careful, Johnny. No telling what you'll find.
Hey, there's some kind of screen in here, and it's starting to glow.
The others join Johnny in front of the screen, which suddenly comes to life with the enraged image of Rama Tut.
You are more powerful than I suspected, but you will frustrate my plans any longer.
Back! He's unleashed a torrent of water on us. Quick, Johnny. Hurl a stream of your most intense flame directly at the open main.
Gotcha, Reed. Flame on! I'll have it vaporized in no time.
Seconds later, the torrent of water stops.
You did it, Johnny.
Sure, what'd you expect?
You know something, I'm beginning to think that nutty Pharaoh doesn't like us.
There's no telling what he'll try next. We've got to find him and defeat him somehow.
Don't worry, Stretcho. One little off-tap will be all it takes. Let's go.
Some minutes later, despite their different routes and their individual ways of searching, the fearless foursome converge on the same spot. A large circular room with a spherical structure in the center.
We've searched everywhere else. Rama Tut must be in there.
You are right, Richards. But you are too late. Within seconds, I shall be gone to another age, another dimension, where my satellite globe takes me.
Quick, get back. This structure is really a missile, and it's about to blast off.
I shall leave my Sphinx behind to mystify mankind for generations to come. And once I've gone, the memory of my reign shall fade into oblivion.
So that's why there are no records of Rama Tut's strange reign. That Sphinx was just an ornamental shell. That missile was the real time machine.
Well, he's gone now. We'll never see him again.
I wouldn't count on that, Johnny. Remember when he mentioned that an ancestor of his had invented the first time machine? It could have been Dr. Doom.
Maybe he was Dr. Doom. Maybe he's found a way to live for centuries. It might have been the Dr. Doom of the future.
Look, they found the vial we came for.
That means Alicia will see again. Do you hear me? Alicia's gonna see again. Oh, Susie, baby, I love you.
Oh, well then stop crushing my ribs, you big ape.
Listen, that rumbling from deep within the Sphinx. We've got to get out of here.
Why, Reed?
What does it mean?
No time to explain. Ben, hang on to me. Johnny, grab Sue.
Get out fast.
And within seconds of their departure...
An explosion inside the Sphinx. What happened, Reed?
Even I can figure that out. It was the Pharaoh's last booby trap. He blew up every trace of his very existence.
Hey, look. It's the retriever from the time machine.
We got here in the nick of time.
Quick, get under that screen.
It worked.
We're back again.
Alicia, baby. Wait till I tell you what we brought back with us.
Oh, no. No. Don't say it, Ben. Don't say it. The vial, it's gone!
I was afraid of that.
What do you mean? Afraid of what?
We should have guessed. This time machine won't transport any radioactive properties forward or backward in time.
The whole trip was a waste.
No, nothing is ever a waste. Now that we know there is a substance that will restore sight, I'll start trying to duplicate it in my lab.
Oh, Ben, your love and the safety of all of you means more to me than regaining my sight.
But I had it right in my hand and I lost it.
Oh, Ben, Reed will be able to recreate the formula.
Just wait and see.
Everything's going to be all right, Ben.
But you all risked your lives with me to help Alicia, and I'll never forget that.
Be with us again on Monday at this time when the Fantastic Four will depart for the moon and encounter the mysterious Watcher. The Fantastic cast is
Cynthia Adler,
Bob Maxwell,
Bill Murray,
Jim Pappas,
Jerry Gerheiden.
Narrated by Smilin' Stan Lee.
So there you go. There is episode 11 of the Fantastic Four radio program where they encounter Rama Tut. Pharaoh Rama Tut, back in ancient Egypt. We get to go back in time once again. We get to go use Dr. Doom's time machine. I love that thing. It's really cool. And I love time travel stories in general. And it's kind of neat that we've gone back twice just in these last few days here. But I told you I'd talk more about Rama Tut. And you know, I can't give you all the details and have it make sense. Let me just tell you that this is a version, or the earliest version, of the character of King the Conqueror. And in just a few days, we will see King the Conqueror in the new Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania movie. And I'm interested to see how they play his character. I guess a version of Kang showed up in the Loki Disney Plus series, but that was an iteration of Kang that I am not aware of or haven't experienced in the comic books. But, you know, we see the origin story here of this character. He's from the 31st century. He discovered a time machine, probably Dr. Doom's time machine, in the future, and used it, reverse engineered that to make this sphinx-shaped time machine to go back to ancient Egypt and become a pharaoh. And of course, his reign is ended here in this issue or episode where the Fantastic Four defeat him. He ends up going back to the future and back to the past, and eventually, there are several iterations of Kang. Actually, his actual name is Nathaniel Richards, which is very confusing because that's the name of Reed Richards, his father, Nathaniel Richards. And so it is canon that Kang is part of Reed Richards' family, you know, a descendant of his dad, Nathaniel Richards. And it's interesting that Kang has the name of Nathaniel Richards far, far away in the future. Somehow, I think it was determined that he's also a descendant of Dr. Doom somehow. I'm not sure about the details of all that. But throughout the history of Marvel Comics, Kang the Conqueror has been, well, he started out as Rama Tut, and then he has been, what, Immortus? He's been the Scarlet Centurion. He's been Iron Lad for a while. He was a member of the Young Avengers. I haven't read much of that, but I just kind of know that, that he was Iron Lad. And boy, there's another one in there too that I can't think of right now. But anyway, it's very complicated, the history. And is he dead? You know, there have been versions of Kang that have died. And then apparently there's different versions, you know, from the multiverse of Immortus, and anyway, or not Immortus, but Kang the Conqueror. He is a formidable villain, but, you know, I really haven't followed him very much other than when he's been in the Fantastic Four. And I know there's been, you know, the Immortus and the Scarlet Centurion and Kang himself have often battled against the Avengers. as well. Mostly, I think most has been mostly an Avengers villain, but of course, you know, with a villain like that, he can do battle with lots of heroes in many different ways. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm interested to see how big of a deal Kang is in the MCU. We'll find out a lot more in this movie that we'll see, and I hope it goes well. Again, Kang is a character that I've encountered in the comics. In fact, most recently in the 60th anniversary of the Fantastic Four, the anniversary issue is different versions of Kang in all these different formats tried to take out the Fantastic Four throughout the history of the team. And Reed Richards was able to enter into the realm of Kang and find out about this because he has DNA links to Kang. And so he was able to figure out the plan and I guess help his team out throughout the years. It was kind of a cool issue. We got to see the Fantastic Four in its various eras throughout history of Marvel Comics. And they had to fight a different version of Kang in those. And so that was kind of cool. And so, like I said, I'm familiar with it, but it's never been like, oh, I can't wait till the next Kang issue, or I can't wait till Kang comes back and whatever. He's just been something that I've known about and things like that. But I hope he's cool. It looks like he's being used well, and it can mean lots of different things for the MCU, having Kang involved in it. We shall see how all that turns out. But I think it's interesting that here we are. It was so simple back in the day when he was just Pharaoh Ramatut. And he was from the 31st century and he traveled back in time. And so did the Fantastic Four. And they just happened to fight one another back in ancient Egypt. I like this episode. It's kind of fun. Again, it's time travel-y. I think the reason that they went there was pretty interesting. You know, it's like, hey, we want to help Alicia get her sight back, and here is this Pharaoh that did it. And so that's the whole reason. They say, okay, yeah, why not? Let's sneak into Dr. Doom's castle and use his time machine so that we can help Alicia get her sight back. It's very charitable, that's very noble intentions. unfortunately, though, they were not successful in bringing back the what would you call it, the potion or the serum or whatever that would restore her sight. But as I was listening to this again, it dawned on me. I'm like, well, why didn't they just go back with Alicia in the time machine? She would have been in ancient Egypt. They could have restored her sight there, and then they could have come back to time and you know, she would have been with him, and that would have done it, right? Why didn't they just do that? I don't know, because it's comic books. Because they didn't think about that at the time. But and then we wouldn't have the Alicia that we know today. And talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how they're gonna use Kang and stuff like that, I'm also very excited to see how they introduce the Fantastic Four. Where have they been all this time? There's been rumors and speculation that maybe they're in the quantum realm as well, that they've been prisoners of Kang. You know, that's why nobody knows about them. And that would be interesting. I'm not sure if I like that solution, because somebody somewhere would have had to know about the Fantastic Four. It makes more sense to me that, and I guess, you know, how does the quantum realm jibe with the whole multiverse? You know, maybe they're from our universe and they became the Fantastic Four, but somehow the cosmic rays not only gave them superpowers, but it also transported them to another universe altogether. And they've been trying to get back and they got to the quantum realm, or who knows how they're going to do it. But I'm very excited and very interested to see how they do it, because I love the Fantastic Four and they really haven't had justice done to them on the silver screen yet. I enjoyed the first two movies, but they weren't the best representation. I talked a little bit about this last time. There were elements of the Fantastic Four that I enjoyed in these movies, but they never pulled it all off. And I trust that they will do justice this time to the Fantastic Four. I sure hope so. And I'm excited to see how it happens and the actors that portray them and how they... I hope they're true to the comics, that the characters and the relationships stay true to what we have and to what I love in the comics. Not that it has to be perfect 100%, but the characters and the relationships should be the same. Okay, I could go on and on talking about comic books and the Fantastic Four, but we shall stop for today. And we'll be back tomorrow with more Adventures of the Fantastic Four. And I'll talk to you then. Journey on. This installment of the Superhero Marathon has been produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license, which means that you are encouraged to share this with anybody and everybody, but you can't change it, you can't sell it, and you need to let people know where it came from.